When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Former U.S. attorney, friend of the Devil's Advocates, James Santel, sticking around. Jim, thank you for joining us once again. What a day of testimony, the J6 hearings today. One of the people that really struck me, which I was actually surprised by, you know, I kind of come into these things with my own thoughts about who people are and how they are, but Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers, I thought, had some extremely compelling testimony in that, I mean, not only from where he came from and explaining how this impacted him and how he, you know, went to his space to try to figure out how to handle this, but the fact that, you know, Rudy Giuliani and the Trump campaign, they knew that this was wrong, that this was illegal, that this was not going to work, yet they continued to do it every way. We have some sound of that, Crudy?
We do. We do. All right. Can play a little of the Rusty Bowers, give the audience a flavor if they weren't able to listen in. Fancy Brian, if you'd be so kind, play the Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers, cut 27, please.
Anywhere, anyone, anytime has said that I said the election was rigged, that would not be true.
One more, at least, cut 28, please.
You are asking me to do something against my oath, and I will not break my oath.
And one more, cut 29, Arizona Speaker Rusty Bowers.
He said, we've got lots of theories, we just don't have the evidence.
Lots of theories and no evidence. And that first cut, Jim, was Rusty Bowers describing the phone call and, you know, his testimony as to the contents of that call compared to what Trump has said. Obviously, there's some conflict in what the reality was there. And if I'm going to have two people in front of me telling me stories, honestly, Jim, Bowers comes off as extremely credible. What's your take?
Absolutely. And again, if this were a court of law, you'd look at the two of them and you'd say, who is the more credible? Even if it is, as many of the commentators are saying, this is he said, it is not just that. And note, too, how wise the committee was. This complete refutation of what Donald Trump has said almost started the entire 2.5 hour presentation today. Right off the bat, Rusty Bowers comes in and says, that conversation, I had a conversation, but that is not the content of the conversation. It was just the opposite. And so right from the start, we get this clear exposition that what Donald Trump is saying to you, America, is a lie. Donald Trump, even before the hearing today, tweeted about people being rhinos and the election was rigged and I won Arizona. And I have to wonder if even that decision to start out with this complete in-your-face rejection of what Donald Trump has said was very purposeful. The second portion of it, which again, very, very compelling, Rusty Bowers bringing his faith into this, talking about how, again, many people will agree and disagree with this, but the Constitution is divinely inspired. I have an oath. I've got an oath to something that's greater than me. And this man was forcing me to violate my oath. And I would say, arguably, even go beyond, he talked about his time beyond his time on earth here and having to answer for what he is doing. I will tell you, for those people who are out there, whether you are religious or not, spiritual or not, that is very, very compelling testimony. And Donald Trump, don't you dare mess with my soul, is what he's saying. And so I would offer that, frankly, Rusty Bowers, at the start of this, invoking this spirituality, and yes, indeed, at the very end, Lady Ruby is saying, God will make your name great, but not this way. We've got a spiritual to this today, and very, very thoughtful by the committee to bookend that attractive approach on this.
Jim, also testimony from Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. I'll quote here from the
Didn't
Washington Post.
Didn't she used to be a Romney?
She doesn't say that much these days. Said that Donald Trump, President Trump at the time, on a conference call, introduced Eastman to talk about having fake electors in place as a contingency. And her testimony, quote, essentially, he turned the call over to Mr. Eastman, who then proceeded to talk about the importance of the RNC helping the campaign gather these contingent electors, as they call them. I call them fraudulent. In case of any of the legal challenges that were ongoing, change the result of any of the states. Again, kind of the same defense or, you know, discussion talking point that Ron Johnson's office put out today. Does that shield them in any way in your position, number one, Jim? And number two, does this testimony by the RNC chairwoman implicate Trump even further about knowing about this plot and being a part of it?
Right. And so as to that second point, absolutely right. Once again, and it's also important that she is inside the RNC. So many of these witnesses today, these are not the liberal Democrats who are coming here to hurl a political mess in Donald Trump's direction or John Eastman's direction or Rudy Giuliani's.
Hey, man, who's calling our fine guest during the show? Jim, put him on. Just send him straight to voicemail, man. Finish your thought.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the other piece of this, of course, remember that Eastman is the same fellow who, again, a few weeks later, as we learned last week, in the Oval Office, acknowledges that this entire plan violated the Electoral Count Act. He says, I'm here to request that you reject the electors. And he acknowledges to the president, as he did not acknowledge to the RNC folks, that this is all fraud and that this argument would fail if it goes forward. He's not afraid to do that. All of this goes to intent. It goes to purpose. It goes to design. You're saying one thing simply for the purpose of encouraging people to engage in conduct that you know is illegal. That's obstruction. That puts you, again, right in the middle of this overall attempt to undermine the basic processes of government electing a president.
Jim, you got one more segment for us, man. I got a few more questions for you.
Absolutely.
Including absolutely. This one, Jim. I know it's off the January 6th topic, but the Wisconsin Christmas Parade suspect, Daryl Brooks, has changed his plea. He is now pleading not guilty by mental disease or defect. That, of course, the Waukesha Parade tragedy, and Brooks is the alleged. But I'd like to get your opinion on that defense. Will it be effective? Can it be effective? Jim, and I suspect my little buddy's got more to ask you about the J6 as well, and perhaps even our traitorous U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. I hope Ron's got an effing great criminal defense attorney. More of our fine guest, James Santel, more Devil's Advocates. Come right back with us.
Stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?